Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You're welcome back to the programme. There's increasing evidence that mixing two COVID vaccines could soon impact our vaccination rollout here. The National Immunisation Advisory Committee is reviewing the option of mixing vaccines and looking at the 12-week gap between AstraZeneca doses. For more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Anne Moore, who's a virologist at University College Cork. Dr. Moore, you're very welcome to the programme. Let's talk about the science behind all of this. Now, is there evidence that is encouraging from your point of view as you're looking at the data for mixing doses of vaccines now?
Good evening, Cormac. There is evidence beginning to emerge, both from Spain and from the UK, where there are trials ongoing to look to answer this question. Is it okay to give a different vaccine as the second vaccine compared to the first vaccine? What we in science call a fancy heterologous prime boost, which just means giving a different vaccine in the second one. And at the moment, we've good safety data coming out. It's been published in Lancet from the UK, saying that even 4 weeks boosting, there is higher reactogenicity, so people feel a little bit more side effects when you mix it, but overall the safety signals are very good. And recently from Spain, we've had a small bit of data where they have said in a presentation that the antibody responses are boosted as well when you've got 12 weeks between an AstraZeneca prime and a Pfizer RNA a second immunisation.
Okay. It's going...
I was just going to say it's going to take some time before we have like definite immunology data to really base decisions on. So NIAC aren't going to be deciding this tomorrow. It'll probably be the end of June by the time decisions are coming out.
And why are they doing this? Why are they looking at this now? And is it because of the risk the Indian variant poses after the first dose of AstraZeneca that the relative lack of coverage after dose one? Or is it simply the fact that we're phasing out, or are we, AstraZeneca as a vaccine here?
Well, these trials started in February. So, you know, we knew about variants, but those trials started quite early. So originally it was supply issues. If you can't get hold of a second vaccine, can you give another one? And also we know vaccine people will know very well that there can be some benefits of using a different vaccine, but mainly supply and mainly to understand the safety and immunogenicity if you have to give a second vaccine and what that time interval can be as well. How quickly can you get the best vaccine into somebody?
Yeah. So is it better, or is it potentially better, to give the second dose after AstraZeneca 1? That's dose 1. Is it better to give another type of vaccine as a second dose instead of the second dose of AstraZeneca? Would that be potentially more effective?
Well, we know that the AstraZeneca vaccine is very effective already. So the vaccines that are used at the moment are working. But if there are supply issues, or if there's a need to potentially decrease the interval, then we need to know if we can use a different vaccine then. So there are reasons why it could be better. From a very technical immunological perspective, we know from mixing vaccines in previous clinical trials for different indications that it can work, and it can work in a slightly different way. But the vaccines that are used at the moment, two immunizations with either AstraZeneca or two immunizations with Pfizer-BioNTech, we know they work. So I think, you know, what we have at the moment works. We can, by mixing, if it's at least equivalent to that, we're in a really good place. If it gives us extra benefits from an immune perspective, that's even better again.
Okay. We discussed this, Anne, last week in the programme, and we got an awful lot of texts of people who are not happy simply to have to wait for their second dose of AstraZeneca. So I wonder why they're waiting, the authorities at be, to discuss this before the end of June.
Well, we don't have the data, is the simple answer. I mean, you can't, you know, at the moment, there isn't clear evidence from those trials. We know it's safe for one or two cohorts, but we need to see all the data before it can be discussed.
Okay, and that it's simply just that.
It's simply time of, you know, scientists need time to actually look at the antibody responses, analyze the data and see if there is a difference, and then present that to national authorities. So it's ongoing. I mean, the trial started in February. people were vaccinated by, well, the paper was out in May. So it's just a question of working through the data and seeing if there is a difference and analysing that.
I spoke with someone anecdotally on the weekend who got the first dose, which was AstraZeneca, and they were kind of happy with the prospect that they might be given another different vaccine because they got flu-like symptoms after the or side effects after the first dose. I mean, is there any are there any side effects by mixing the vaccines?
There, in the Lancet paper that was published, they showed that. I mean, we know that with AstraZeneca. The side effects are slightly stronger after the first one, whereas with the Pfizer-BioNTech, it's slightly stronger after the second one. The downside of mixing them is that you get kind of side effects after the first and the second one. So, you know, there's swings and roundabouts, benefits to mixing, and there's from what's been published in from a few hundred people, it looks like that. But they are minor side effects, and it's still worth taking the vaccine.
Okay, there's no such thing as a free lunch, is there, Anne?
No, well, unfortunately.
Dr. Anne Moore of UCC, thank you very much indeed.